Exactly, I'm Nora Barrows-Friedman. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We continue our focus on the situation in occupied Palestine as the Israeli colonial project presses forward in the forms of the apartheid wall, the illegal West Bank settlement expansion, the apartheid social structure, and the implementation of checkpoints, arrest campaigns, extrajudicial assassinations, and control over the electoral process. One issue in particular is constantly left out of the discussion: the human right of Palestinian refugees to return to their homeland. The right of return is defined by the 1949 United Nations Resolution 194 as, quote, refugees wishing to return to their homes and live at peace with their neighbors should be permitted to do so at the earliest practicable date, and that compensation should be paid for the property of those choosing not to return and for loss of or damage to property, end quote. For the approximately 7 million Palestinian refugees living in either the West Bank, Gaza, Syrian, Lebanese, or Jordanian refugee camps, or elsewhere scattered around the world, this right of return is the core essence of the struggle: to be able to choose, for once, where they can live following nearly 60 years of displacement, dispossession, oppression, and violent occupation. Resolution 194 has been reaffirmed every year since 1949 with near unanimity, but has yet to be implemented on the ground in Palestine. The people are still waiting, as the generation that witnessed the 1948 forced exile, called the Nakba, or catastrophe, grows older. Four young girls from the Ibda Cultural Center, three of whom were my students in the media training course, were smuggled inside of the 1948 borders to see the ruins of their original villages, Zakaria and Jarash. The day after they returned to Dahesha refugee camp, I had a chance to sit down with them as they recounted their experience. Ziad Abbas, co-founder and co-director of Ibda, himself a journalist and a refugee from Zakaria village, translated and encouraged them to speak in detail about what they saw, felt, smelled, heard, and discovered in the wreckage of these villages. Lana, 13 years old, a Dahesha camp refugee from Jarash village, began by talking about the stories she had heard growing up about what Jarash looked like.
لما هم كانوا يحكوا لي عن الاشي اللي اشتهرت في دجاج احكوا لي ان في لهم دور وتهدمت الدور ما فيش ذا الاشي للدور امي كانت تحكي لي ان كان في خروبه وجنبيها بير ومزبطين حواليها ان محل يقعدوا فيه وكانت تحكي لي ان كانوا امها تخليها غاد هي واخوتها وتطلع ستي تروح على مغاره ام توامين او تروح على المقبره اللي غاد.
She said that they told her a lot of information. They told her about such kind of trees there, about the well where they keep the water, about the houses which was destroyed. They told her about the cave there, and there is a spring in the cave, and there is a valley inside the cave which is dangerous, and anyone can't see anything inside the cave.
Tell me about what it was like driving out of the Bethlehem area into 48. And coming close to your village and then seeing it for the first time.
انا لما طلعت من بيت لحم ما كانش في اي شعور غريب غير ان لما وصلت عند يافا.
When I left Bethlehem in the beginning, I didn't feel anything because we went to Yafa. There in Yafa, I saw a different world. This looks like America. At the same time, the people, they are living there, even the Palestinians, they are living there, the Arab, they are living there. They are like, behave like the Israelis. The way how they deal in their daily life, because they are living in that community. The moment she left Yafa and she moved to Zakaria, in Zakaria village, she felt she wanted to finish the visit very fast, because she's like, there's an anger inside her, she wants to go to visit her village. The moment she arrived in Jarash village, which is her village, she forget anyone around her, and just she was walking, and she was imagining that her family, her grandparents, when they were walking in the land, the way how they were living, the way how they go to collect the water, all this kind of stuff.
What was the first thing you saw in your village?
أول إشي شفت في القرية التلة العالية وعلى التلة شفت زي حجار. حجار صغيرة.
The first thing I saw it's on the top of the hill. I saw some small stones, and over the small stones, it's the rocks, which is usually it's upside down because they destroyed the houses. She saw that the trees there, she saw the cave, there were a cave there. She saw the cactus and all the signs that was exist there, that there were some people that are living here before, and they left this area and everything destroyed.
Can you tell me about the lemon tree?
شجرة الليمون كانت على أول القرية. أول إشي يعني كان في شوية شجر وكان في غد شجرة ليمون.
She said there were many trees in the entrance of the village. One of the trees was the lemon. And the lemon itself is big lemon. The smell is very, very, very strong. And the moment I saw it, and just I want to eat lemon. It's different from any other lemon I saw it in my life. And all her mind thinking about the lemon.
You were able to go inside one of the destroyed homes. Can you talk about what it was like in there and describe what you saw around you and how it smelled and what you were thinking?
أول إشي فكرت فيه لما كنت أطلع على زوايا الدور كنت أفكر إن وأسأل حالي لمين هاي الدار؟ دار ستي؟ دار سيدي؟ مش عارف لمين؟ الإشي مش عارف إشي كان
She said that she saw some corners from the remains and she was thinking for whom this house, my grandfather, my grandmom, who was living here and all the time she was thinking about who's living here from the family because they know the family but she doesn't know this house belonged to whom. At the same time, she saw the trees and she was thinking, this is the tree my grandmom, she was sit down under it or collect the fruits or... At the same time, the moment they entered the village, they saw the cactus and this is the sign where it was like show you that this is the village. Without the cactus, we will not recognize the village and until you walk and just start think about each stone, etc. خليتي هناك أي أنت لما كنت في القرية؟ يعني انت كانسانه مولوده وعايشه في المخيم شعرتي في ارتباط ولا فيش ارتباط شو انت ولدتي في الدهشه وعايشه بالدهشه شو علاقتك بهالقريه I asked her you born in Dehesha you grew up in Dehesha what's your relationship with this village
هاي القريه اصلي هاي القريه انا ما كنتش فيها غير ساعه واشتقت لها اشي كان يشدني الها ان يحكي لي جد
She said, I feel this is my original town. This is my original village. This is my roots there. And she said, when I was walking there, just I have a strange feeling. At the same time, she spent 1 hour there. But right now, she's missing it. And she wants to go back again. And she wants to spend more time in the village. And she wants to go back to live there.
What did you leave in Jerash?
تركت شعوري غاد. شعوري؟ تركت أصلي كل شيء موجود أصلي بيوت المهدمة كل موجود غاد تركته مني.
She said I left there my roots I left there everything which is she's mean she's committed to go back there يعني part of her is still living there this is the meaning.
تركت غاد جزء مني جزء من حياتي جزء من شعوري جزء مني وبتمنى إني أرجع غاد.
I left part of myself there, part of my feelings, and I'm hoping to go back there.
And what did you take from Jerash back here to Dehesha?
جبت معي مرمية, نعنع, زعتر, وجبت من معي حجار عشان حجار رح يظل دائما عندي ذكرني فيها. وما قدرتش أجيب تراب لأنها كانت مطر. كنت أتمنى إني أجيب تراب منها.
I bought sage. Mints. I bought za'atar. I bought stones. And stones, I bought it because it will stay with me all the time, so I will remember my village. It will be around me all the time. I couldn't bring soil because it was muddy and it was raining when we were there.
Anything else you want to say about your visit?
زيارتي للجاش غيرت شعوري لأن أنت كنت أسمع من ستي من أمي أشياء عن الجاش. بس اللي شفته غير اللي كنت أسمعه صح إن كنت أسمعه صح.
Of course, this visit changed me a lot, changed my feeling. I all what I heard from my parents and the grandparents, but now I was in the village. When I visited the village, everything changed. It's different totally from what you hear. It was lovely visit, and I hope I will go back there.
Dima, 12 years old, is also originally from Jerash, but has grown up as a refugee in Dehesha camp. Tell me about the stories that your family told about Jerash and the pictures in your mind that you had before you got there.
كانت فاضية بلد فاضية أنا يعني مثلا احتلوها اليهود كانت جواي أنا صورة فاضية يعني فيش إشي فيها.
She said all the information I got is that Jerash is destroyed village. Nothing, it's empty. Nothing there.
So you pictured it just nothing?
And when you saw it, what did you think? When there were buildings, ruins of buildings.
شفت دور مهدمة نص دار مش دار كاملة. شفت مغارات بيار فاضية هيك.
I saw half of the houses, most of the houses destroyed. I saw caves, small caves. I saw wells. This is what's left there. شو كان شعورك لما شفتي هذا الاشي هنا؟
مش عارفة اوصفه.
I can't describe my feeling.
What was the first thing you saw?
مغارتين صغار كانوا اول اشي طلعت عليها. يعني طلع اول ما طلعت عليهم هم التنتين والبيت النص بيت. احساس انه يعني هاي قريتي مكتوب نصين مش.
I feel this is my village. But they cut it pieces. And I can't describe. I saw the house, the first thing, the caves. This is what I saw, but the moment I saw it, I feel like someone cut it by knife, cut everything by knife.
ظهرت في إحساسي إن مثلا مخدينها اليهود وكل شيء. مخدين كل شيء.
كيف كل شيء؟
كنت لما روحت كنت أطلع فيها أحكي كيف يعني أطلع للمستقبل كيف بدي أعيش فيها بعدين أحكي في مخي اليهود مخدينها كيف مش راح يعني.
I was thinking this is the village where I want to live and I want to live there but the Jewish they took it from us. How I will live there? All the time there is something يعني bush here. I want to live here but even the future but they took it. How I will live?
تغير إنه كثير أشياء مثلا مثلا اليهود مخدينها خلص حاسة هني مخلص مش راح أرجع عليها من مرة من بعد اللي صار.
I feel I will not go back there because they took it. They took it from us. They destroyed it. They took it.
إحساسي بقول لا ما فيش.
My feeling inside myself, I feel I will not go back there. But my mind the other way around. I want to go back and I want to struggle to go back.
يعني مثلا لما أفكر بحكي بدنا نرجع بس لما أحس أنه مثلا هيك اليهود مخدنا فش.
When I think that about it, I want to go back, yes. And I want to struggle to go back. But when I try to look, go back with my the pictures there, they destroyed it, they took it.
What did you take from there?
جبت خبيزة وورد حنون حجار و خروب.
I bought خبيزه, which is one of the grass that our families they eat it, like other kind of grass, which the villagers and the farmers they like it. It's coming from the nature. She bought stones. She bought خروب, which is from the trees there, and jar. إيش كمان؟
زعتر.
زعتر. Yeah, زعتر.
And what did you leave in Jerash?
لا.
She did not leave anything there.
هي قريتي يعني كل شيء ضل غاد فيها كل شيء ضل غاد خلاص.
She said something you can't touch it there. I didn't leave anything, but for me inside myself, I left everything there. Means from inside everything it's there.
What was it like coming back to Dehesha after being in Jerash?
كنت حزين أن هم ما خلوناش نكمل أن نكمل نمشي نشوف الأشياء الموجودة غاد.
I was very sad that I couldn't stay more in the village and to spend more time. I love to see the other big cave there, which we couldn't see it. She was very sad. What's else? يعني شو كمان كان شعورك؟
غاد كان في عالم وسع وحلو كثير ويعني ما صدقتش حالي أنا غاد موجودة يعني في جراش بلدي قريتي. لما أجيت هان شعور غير يعني.
I felt it's a huge world there. It's a free. You are free. You can move. Nature, valleys, everything. When I got back to Dehesha, it's different feeling totally. There's something wrong to be here. It's wrong. I'm not belonging to here to Dehesha. I'm belonging there. There it's the right thing. This is there the right existence. Here I have different feeling. I'm not belong to here.
How has this changed you?
كثير من الداخل. شعوري كان يعني كثير كنت كثير فرحانة وكيف يعني غادي كنت
inside myself I have a feeling I want to go back but how this is the how I want to do it this is I need to answer it in my future كيف نرجع تجاوبي في المستقبل صح؟
آه
Bisan is also a student in my media training course. Her family is originally from Walaja village, which is near Bethlehem. Bisan was not one of the four girls who visited their original land, but she spoke about her feelings and her desires to step foot there someday.
What's your name and how old are you?
My name is Bisan and I'm 13 years old.
And what's your original village?
أنا بلد قرية الولجة.
You couldn't go to your original village. What did you feel when you saw your friends leaving and you couldn't go?
بصراحة يعني كثير كثير غرت منهم كنت حابة أروح على بلدي أنا ولا مرة رحت على بلدي سمعت منها إن سمعت من أبوي
She said they felt jealous so jealous from the other girls they visited their villages and I love to go there of course I couldn't go I visited once I was very close to my village I was with my relatives and we visited there but it was like a forest I didn't have any feeling but inside myself according to the stories I heard it from my parents I have in my imagination my grandparents house still exists there the landscape the agriculture the farmers
Walaja village is really close to Bethlehem right And there are settlements being built there?
Gilo and Malha, Talbiye. Yani. They are, yes, Walaja, part of Walaja, it's the 1967 area, and part of the village, it's the 1948 area. And the Asras, they built a huge settlement on both sides. It's across on the green line itself. It's Gilo. It's a huge settlement. And there is another settlement called Al-Malha. Which is built on the Al-Walaja land.
Can you talk about how you feel when you can see the settlements being built on your land that you can't access?
All the time when I see the settlements, I have this kind of feeling, I want to uproot the settlements from my land. At the same time, I have this kind of feeling, I should continue my struggle and struggle and struggle until I can go back and clean my land from the settlements.
How are you struggling?
ممكن إني على الأقل إني أروح أشوفها يعني أو أقدر أزرع فيها إشي.
I have a way that to go back and to plant something there and to keep the contacts with my land. This is part of the struggle. At the same time, I can throw stones to return back.
What does it mean for you to be a refugee?
بصراحة أنا بفخر بحالي إني أنا لاجئة. بس برضو نفس الشعور إني برضو بحب إني أروح على أرضي وأكون يعني.
I feel proud as a refugee. At the same time, I feel I want to go back to my land. I'm living here. It's not my land. I'm not belong to here. I want to go back to my land. And this is what I will do.
If you were able to visit Walaja village, what would be the first thing you would do?
بصراحة مش متخيل شو راح أسوي أول إشي بس حاب إني يعني إن حاب أمشي فيها أشوف يعني أتعرف على بلد الأصلية
She said, of course, when I will have the possibility to visit my village, I want to go there, I want to walk there, I want to see, I want to learn about my grandparents, where they were lived, the house. Not just to hear, I want to see, I want to touch.
وين كانوا أهلي عايشين أصلاً؟ أدخل في البيت اللي كانوا عايشين فيه وهيك. بس اللي بقدر أحكي إني بتمنى إني أرجع على الأرض حتى لو أشوفها لو مرة يعني أمسك حجارها وترابها أو حتى أجيب إشي من هناك.
I hope one day to go back to visit there, at least to touch the stones, bring the stones with me, to be there and to have this honor to be in my land, to visit it for one time.
Recorded on location at the Abdaa Cultural Center in the Dehesha refugee camp in occupied Palestine, I'm Nora Barrows Friedman for Flashpoints. Many thanks to my colleague Ziad Abbas for his translation and his commitment to the younger generation of Palestinian refugees.